Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of curcumin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking curcumin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curcumin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM95 curcumin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
Around Eastern Idaho, keeping a breezy forecast on tap for tomorrow. Slightly cooler conditions for our Thursday with highs into the mid to upper 70s, but that's still above average for this time of the year. A slight chance of a mountain thunderstorm. We're going to see a stronger risk of thunder showers getting into Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. 6 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. It is 61 degrees in East Idaho, looking at 83 for a high today. It's time for the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, and both individuals, Bill and Dasha, on hiatus today. Robbie Denning of the Apple Athletic Club is in place today, and a voice that is well known in these parts. Robbie, take it away.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. As you said, welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on 97.7 FM in Idaho Falls. I am Robbie Denning. I'm personal training and Stop Pilates director for the Apple Athletic Club. I'm hosting for Bill and Dasha. They're on travel this week to parts unknown. Good for them. I know they work very hard. Glad they get a pull away once in a while. Check out the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st and Woodruff in Idaho Falls. If you haven't seen their new store, I guess it's not so new now, it's a couple years old, but if you're still in your mind that, you know, Wealth of Health is downtown, that small store, they're in that storefront next to Smith's Food King, no. They moved up onto the corner of 1st and Woodruff. Go check it out. Really nice store. I'm very impressed. We're lucky to have that resource here in Idaho Falls. You can also check out wealthofhealthnutrition.com. That's wealthofhealthnutrition.com for all kinds of information pertaining to your health and wellness and all things that are going on in the health and fitness world. The research is conclusive. People who exercise, eat better, and take care of their bodies live longer, healthier, and more quality lives. I've been in this industry for 23 years, and I can attest to thousands of people that have changed their lives for the better just by making simple, small changes in how they live, eat, and exercise that pay big dividends in how they feel and how productive they are. It's just amazing to me that more people don't tap into this. If you're feeling tired, worn out, old, take a look at how you're eating. Take a look at how you're exercising, if you're exercising at all. Walking to the fridge is not exercise. Walking to the car to go to work to sit all day is not exercise. No, in this culture that we live in, you've got to look for excuses to exercise. You got to get out there and walk. You got to get out there and swim. You got to get out there and do something. Do something that you enjoy. Golfing's exercise if you leave the cart behind. So anyways, that's what this show is all about, to help you live better, longer, healthier, more quality lives, to get a better life. Bill and I fight a common battle, and I manage a large staff of personal trainers and Stop Pilates instructors, and as I mentioned, I've seen it firsthand, hundreds, thousands of times, people gaining control of their lives by practicing these things that Bill and I talk about. And I got a great respect for Bill. He practices what he preaches. I see him at the Apple multiple times a week. I remember back in the day, Bill and I were just a couple of pudgy little kids and 25-year-old kids. And we were just kind of getting into this world of eating better and exercising. And while I'm no icon of fitness, I can tell you we're both in a better place because we practice these things. There is obesity in my family. I've been able to avoid that. I know that Bill has made some huge progressions in his weight management and eating better, and the cool thing about Bill is he's maintained this lifestyle. And so your Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour is your resource for these type of things, and Bill and Dasha too practice what they preach, so I trust them. I'm always honored when he asks me to sub the show. You can feel free to call with your questions, the same number as usual, 524-8255, 524-8255. If you've got any questions on health and fitness, exercise, those are my specialties. If you've heard me on the show before, I talk a lot about weight management because I've been working in it for over two decades, and this is why I talk about it a lot. If my phone rings 10 times in a day at the office, 8 of those calls will pertain to losing weight, losing body fat, toning up, getting in my skinny jeans, however you want to put it. That's what those questions pertain to. And rightly so, 70% of Americans are considered at least 20 pounds overweight. 30% of that that 70% is considered obese. It's a national epidemic. And we're not just talking vanity here, folks. Death rate increases with body weight. Every independent research project that's looked at body weight compared to longevity has concluded the same thing. The more you weigh, the higher your chance of dying early. And even if your grandma ate butter and cheese and lived to be 107, remember, she was not overweight. She was not significantly overweight. Nowadays, if you eat butter and cheese and you're 30 pounds overweight, your risk of dying goes up. You still may buck the odds and live to 80 or 90. Or you could be that guy that dies of a heart attack at 45. See it all the time. I know of one in the last week. Women, you don't think much about heart disease. I mean, that's just a man's disease. No, not true. Number one killer of men and women in America is heart disease. So these things I'm talking about, even though it's under the umbrella of weight loss, this is about your health. This is about living better, doing the things that you've dreamed to do, being there for your kids and your grandkids. We're made to move. We're made to eat better. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that today. And as I said, working in weight management for two decades, I've learned one thing, that success in weight management is in your head. It starts with your head. Obviously, knowledge is important, and I've talked about that extensively on this show before. We run the Beyond Diets weight loss system, 10 steps to weight loss based on independent research done by the Health and Human Services over 18 years ago. The data was conclusive. You eat less, you eat better, you move more, you lose weight. And those 10 steps, if you come to Apple and work with us, we'll break it down for you into little manageable pieces that you can do. But I've talked about that a lot on this show before. But today I want to talk about kind of the head angle of it, the psychology of weight loss. Because if you don't get that down, the knowledge won't help because you won't be able to apply it. You'll psych yourself out. That's really what it gets down to. And if you haven't been successful at weight loss, and you understand calories in and calories out, maybe you even exercise, but you're just not getting a handle on it, then today's show is for you because it's in your head. It really, really is. That'll be the subject of today's show. First, I wanted to mention our next series of women's only weight loss classes. That's a women's only class led by a female trainer, one of our most popular weight loss formats at the Apple Athletic Club. Of course, we teach you the Beyond Diet system in that semi-private women's only format. These start June 9th, coming right up. We have a 9 a.m. class. We have a 5:30 p.m. class. These are open to members and non-members. You just need to give the director of that program a call. Her name is Lisa Morton. She's been with me since 2008. She's a mom of two beautiful little children. She has had to manage her own weight through all of the ups and downs of motherhood, and she's been very successful at it, applying these techniques that they teach in the class. She put this class together for women just like you that really need that supportive environment, trainer-led exercise sessions, nutrition lectures, private weekly weigh-ins, weight loss counseling, again, in a lady-friendly atmosphere at the Apple. You just can't beat it if you're looking to lose weight. Give Lisa a call at 529-8600. That's 529-8600. She can tell you more about the program. Again, they start June 9th. If you're an email person, you'd like to maybe just talk to her on email a little bit. Her email address is, it's long, but it's easy. It's Lisa at appleathleticclub.com. Lisa at appleathleticclub.com. Send her an email. Give her a call. Tell her you heard about this on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. And tell her Robbie said you get a 10% discount for calling from this show, okay? Okay. Again, you can call me anytime during the show with your health and fitness and weight loss questions, 524-8255. We're going into the break right now, Tim, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to jump into our weight management Beyond Diets program here after the break. And we are going to be talking about the psychology of weight loss, managing your mindset to be successful for weight loss. And if you haven't been successful before, give this show a shot. I think I can help you. We'll pick up with it after the break.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on Newstalk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of angelica herb called Sagapro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, Sagapro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. Sagapro was effective, safe, and well-tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions on nocturia, improving your sleep, or general questions on natural medicines and well-being, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
There's no place like home. I'm Scott Seidenberg.
105 to 92 will be the final as Barry Jones dribbles it out. A 9-point victory in Game 3 on Sunday. They rout the Spurs tonight to deadlock this thing at 2-apiece. So now it becomes a best of three between the number 1 seed Spurs and the number 2 seed Thunder for a trip to the NBA Finals and the Western Conference Championship.
Matt Pinto on the Thunder Radio Network. Russell Wilson a game-high 40 points, also dishing out 10 assists as the Thunder claimed Game 4 over the Spurs 105 to 92. The Western Conference Finals all knotted up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 will be in San Antonio. The home team has won all first 4 games. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat will try to close out the Indiana Pacers. Miami leads 3-1, Game 5 Wednesday night in Indiana. A wild game in the NHL playoffs. The Rangers looking to close out the Canadiens in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Montreal had other plans, though. Canadiens win 7-4 in a game featuring 6 second-period goals. The Rangers pulling goaltender Henrik Lundqvist. After the game, Rangers forward Rick Nash trying to move on quickly.
Worry about the next game. We're in a good opportunity. We got to stay positive. Learn from our mistakes tonight. We're going home with a 3-2 lead.
Game 6 back in New York on Thursday. NFL news, the Cowboys with a bad break as linebacker Sean Lee will miss the entire season with a torn ACL. Meanwhile, Andre Johnson, he was a no-show at Texans OTAs. Major League Baseball, Mark Burley, the first pitcher to 9 wins as the Blue Jays continue their winning ways 9-6 over the Rays. It was the Red Sox 6-3 over the Braves. That's a winning streak for Boston, 2 in a row after losing 10 in a row. Other finals from earlier was the Rockies 6-2 over the Phillies, the Mets 4-2 over the Pirates for the complete score. Head to NBCSportsRadio.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg.
East Idaho weather, above average temperature still across the region for the rest of the week and even into the weekend. For our daytime highs, we're pushing into the mid to lower 80s this afternoon, overnight lows into the mid 40s. Slightly cooler conditions for Thursday, back into the upper 70s, but it's still above average temperature-wise. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
Now back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Good morning, Idaho Falls. I'm Robbie Denning, Director of Personal Training and Stop Pilates at the Apple Athletic Club. I'm hosting for Bill and Dasha today, who are traveling. We are talking about changing your mind about weight loss. Success really starts with weight loss. And success really starts with your head. The success in weight loss starts with your thoughts and changing those thoughts. And we're going to talk about that today. This information is coming right from our Beyond Diets program that we use at Apple. We've used it for 17 years. If you'd like to learn more about the Beyond Diets program, you can check their website, and it's beyonddiets.com. You will see the lovely and talented Doreen Robinson there. She is the certified nutritionist and registered dietitian out of Bellevue, Washington. She is who put this program together, and I've been teaching this exact program in Apple since 97. 17 years that comes out to be. So I want to dive into this today here and hopefully help you get over the mental block of losing weight, because it's all mental. The biggest obstacle between you and success with weight management, it's probably not eating better or even exercising. It's very likely negative thinking and sabotaging self-talk. It may never have occurred to you that your most problematic habit might be faulty thinking, or that long-term success with weight management ultimately hinges on fixing your thinking. Every time someone is successful, and I've seen this personally and I've seen it with hundreds, thousands of other people, every time someone is successful with their weight, you'll find that they gave up all their excuses and owned that they were responsible for and in charge of their changing. That is the common thread I see in people that are successful. We're going to talk about that some more. For things to change, you must change. Outside change depends on inside change. I'll quote psychologist Stephen Guyo, PhD, here, and this is where much of this information has come from, is behavioral psychologists, clinical psychologists who study people, their behaviors, their thought patterns. And what Dr. Guyo says is, we all talk to ourselves. We may not want to admit it, but all thinking human beings have a constant stream of consciousness chatter going on. Think about it when you're in the area of weight management. What are you telling yourself? I'm really going to do it this time, but I failed last time. I really want to lose weight, but I can't do it. Those thoughts are almost habitual, especially people that have tried to lose weight before. And it's really, really important that we change them. That stream of chatter essentially programs you for either success or failure. If you look at high-level athletes in just any sport, and you get to talk to some of them, and I've been fortunate enough to, they are superior physical specimens. But by and large, if they're excellent at what they do, they understand the head game too. And it's not a lot different for weight management. You have to have the confidence to know you can do it to be able to do it. When Michael Jordan was just dominating the NBA, he was as much mental as he was physical. He knew he could do it. He had the confidence. You could listen to his interviews. And not talking about a cocky, conceited confidence. He just knew what needed to be done and he could do it. It's no different with weight management. Weight management is a lifetime skill. And many people underestimate it. They just think, it's just losing weight. Oh, no. If you're overweight, especially significantly overweight, you've been that way for years, there's a lot of habits that you've taken on that support that weight. There is a lot of thinking patterns that you've taken on that support that weight. And if you pay attention to that stream of consciousness chatter that's going on in your head, you'll find much of it supports the body weight that you're at. I'll clarify more as we go along here. But the good news is that you can change your thinking to support success. The official term for it is cognitive restructuring. That's what clinical psychologists refer to it as. Cognitive restructuring is, it means changing your thoughts. It's a proven behavioral strategy for successful weight control based on the premise that distorted or dysfunctional thinking strongly influences a person's behavior. Cognitive restructuring involves identifying distorted thinking, self-defeating false and irrational beliefs, and replacing them with more rational, constructive thoughts and beliefs. I am all about calories in, calories out. I am all about eating more fruits and vegetables. I'm all about getting enough vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and, you know, eating your protein from lean sources and limiting your grains and especially your refined grains. And you know, I'm all about all that stuff. But if you can't get through your head that your thoughts are what's directing your choices, all that knowledge is of no power. Although I'm a director of one of Idaho Falls' largest weight management programs, I struggle with my own weight. I just happen to struggle with it 15 to 25 pounds lower than I did 20 years ago. There is obesity and overweight in my family. I'm prone to it. I just let up for a month and I can gain 15 pounds. I'm no different than anybody else. I don't want anybody to think I'm looking down my nose and I haven't been there. I've been there. And the reason I call it a struggle, because even when you get to a desired weight, you will struggle to stay there, especially in this culture, this food culture, 24-hour eating available in this culture. It wasn't 25, 30 years ago that many restaurants were closed on Sunday. They closed it, you know, in the evening. We have a 24-hour food availability now. So if you don't want to struggle with your weight, just move to Ethiopia. You won't struggle there. You'll struggle with other things. But that's really what we're up against. So it's always going to be a struggle. And that's the first thing I try to get through somebody's head when they're looking to change their weight is that if you do it right, it's going to be about slow, sustainable changes, and it's going to be a struggle. There's going to be temptations every single day for the rest of your life. But if we do it right, you can adjust your weight down. You'll still always have those temptations. You'll always still have to manage them, and you'll be a healthier, happier person at your new lower weight. But what I'm getting at is you never arrive. You never completely arrive at the point where it becomes easy, all right? If you've struggled with your weight, just accept it. It's the thorn in your side. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to come up with a plan, and you're going to have to do something about it, and it all starts in your head. Go look at the National Weight Control Registry website. I don't know what it is, but it's just National Weight Control Registry. And you will see that weight management, done correctly, gets easier the older you get. It's because these things are skills and habits, just like learning a golf swing or running a particularly difficult machine at work that requires a lot of eye-hand coordination. You just get better at it the more you do it. Weight management is no different if you're doing it right. And that's what I'm talking to you about today is how to do it right, how to get your head in order. Lots of ways to do it wrong. Fad diets, that's the way to do it wrong. You don't learn anything on those. So this, for me, anytime I've been successful at weight management, I've been much more successful the last 20 years than the previous 20 years to that, it's in my head. And when I make progress on the scale, I'm usually making progress in my head. If I'm not doing well, I'm starting to gain weight, I've let my thoughts go the wrong place and given myself more unjustified freedoms to partake of whatever's in front of me. But if I can keep my head in the game, I just do better. Feel free to call me with any of your questions relating to this or any health and fitness question, 524-8255. So let's take a look at some of those false beliefs that can cause negative, sabotaging self-talk. The interesting thing about false beliefs is that they provide convenient excuses for failure. Let me give you some. I hear this one a lot. I've ruined my metabolism due to dieting, or my body is broken. Well, what the research says, unless you have a severe undiagnosed hypothyroidism, low thyroid, your metabolism does fall into the normal range for your gender, age, and weight. If you doubt this, just have your resting metabolic rate measured. Now, I'm not saying everybody has exactly the same metabolic rate. It falls on a bell curve. Some people are higher. Some people are lower. There's no doubt about that. But we test metabolism at Apple. We have a machine that can do it. $50. You can take it as a member or non-member. And it takes about 20 minutes. You do a 12-hour fast overnight. We can tell you exactly how many calories you require per day. And we find people fall within an expected range, and that just because someone has a high metabolism, because we do find people that have high metabolisms, that doesn't mean that they're going to be at a desirable weight. We have people with low metabolisms that actually have a desirable weight, because your metabolism is only one part of the picture. How much you eat and how much you move is the other parts. But so if you think, hey, my body's broken, well, go get it tested. You can get a hypothyroid test from a doctor. You can test your metabolism through Apple. But I think you'll find, for the most part, that's not what's preventing you from being successful. Here's another false belief. I'm destined to be heavy due to my family genetics. Well, let's talk about that. Genetics do play a role in a variety of areas that can affect your weight, including the tendency to overeat and be physically inactive. But biology is not destiny. Hear that? Biology is not destiny. Just because you come from an overweight family, that may make it harder for you. But like I said, I've got obesity and overweight in my family, and I've been successful. And it starts in your head. So you can't just have the defeatist attitude of, I'm destined to be this way. Some research indicates that your choices are thousands of times more important than your genetics. Okay? Here's another one. I haven't found the right doctor. Pill, nutritionist, diet. Nothing works for me. All of the above. Nothing works for me. Always looking for that magic fix. Well, the underlying error is that responsibility for changing is put outside of yourself when you think that way. It's up to someone else or some other thing or some pure stroke of luck. But that's not true. Your choices are what you have control of. And by the same token, when you've had success at weight loss, you've also given the credit to the fad diet if you've done it wrong. You hear me talk about doing weight loss right and hear about doing it wrong. Many of you have done fad diets. I've done them. And you get success, you credit the diet for it. Oh, it was X diet that did it. Or, oh, it was Y diet that did it. Well, what really happened is you did all the work. That all the diet did was trick you into eating fewer calories. When you own responsibility for your weight, you also correctly give yourself credit for your success. Very important to get that through your head. I've had many people come to me and say, gosh, I lost weight like 5 years ago on this diet. I just can't get back there. Well, it's because you got tired of the diet. You know all the tricks of it. And it's just hard to get back on it again. But really what helped you lose weight was some combination of eating less and moving more. And we got to come up with a long-term solution to do that. I think we're coming up to the break right now. We'll pick up with the psychology of weight loss when we return. I'm Robbie from the Apple Athletic Club.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. I am sure you know someone close to you suffering from general anxiety disorder who may be on a prescription drug, paroxetine. A brand new double-blind placebo-controlled study of 540 adults with generalized anxiety was published in the International Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology, comparing a German extract of lavender called Calmade to paroxetine drug and a placebo. Patients were given either 160 or 80 milligrams of Calmade, 20 milligrams paroxetine, or placebo once daily for 10 weeks. At the end of the study, doctors noticed significant reductions in Hamilton anxiety scores in the Calmade group, with additional pronounced antidepressant and general mental health benefits without any negative side effects or the risk of addiction possible with the paroxetine. If you have any questions about Calmade for anxiety, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
She was incredibly talented author, highly respected poet, Maya Angelou.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart.
Now, Maya Angelou is dead at the age of 86, certain to receive tributes from around the world, including one from President Obama, who is now delivering the commencement address at West Point. The president told the graduating cadets,
"You are the first class to graduate since 9/11. Who may not be sent into combat in Iraq or Afghanistan.
The president announcing the U.S. contributing $5 billion to an international anti-terrorism fund. Classes resuming today at UC Santa Barbara for the first time since that murder spree. In South Korea, 21 elderly patients killed by a fire in a hospital ward. It may have been set. Wildfire in Northern California now about 20% contained. Google developing a small car that does not need a driver. No steering wheel, gas, brake pedals. Doug Limerick, ABC.
Around eastern Idaho, keeping a breezy forecast on tap for tomorrow. Slightly cooler conditions for our Thursday with highs into the mid to upper 70s, but that's still above average for this time of the year. Slight chance of a mountain thunderstorm. We're going to see a stronger risk of thunder showers getting into Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk, 97.7 FM.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. I'm Robbie, Director of Personal Training. Stop Pilates from the Apple Athletic Club. We're talking about the psychology of weight loss today. If you have been trying to lose weight and you haven't been successful, it might be in your head. In fact, it probably is. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about false beliefs, things that people think are true that are not, that influence their behavior, influence their choices. Weight management is all about making better choices. Like most things in life, it's your success is determined by your choices. Weight management is no different. In our 24-hour food culture, it's hard to make good choices, period. I can go into a gas station to pay for my gas, and I have a choice of burritos, fried chicken, 67-ounce pops, donuts. When I was a little kid, you walk in a gas station, gum, milk, and cigarettes. Now, I'm not saying we need to go back to that either, but we are inundated with cues to eat. And unless you get this game in your head right, you are just going to be a victim of society. You're going to go from meal to snack to meal to snack, eating unconsciously throughout the day. That's what we do here in America, the land of milk and honey and Doritos. So let's get in a little bit more into these false beliefs. Here's one. I can't wait for this diet to be over. I'm tired of watching what I eat. If you hear yourself saying that, you are on a diet and you are going to fail. Just equate the word diet with temporary. If it's temporary, the weight loss will be temporary. And maybe that's all you care about. Maybe you got a high school reunion here in July and you think, man, I got to drop 20 pounds. And I'm going to do a diet. Okay, I won't talk you out of it. However, do you just want to gain the 20 pounds back after the reunion? Most people would say no, but they don't think that far ahead. They think, well, once I get it down, I'm not letting it come back. Not. About 5% of people will keep weight off loss through a fad diet. About 95% will gain it back. So if you're telling yourself, I can't wait for this diet to be over and I'm tired of watching what I eat, the underlying error in thinking is that temporary changes might have permanent results. Additionally, you are likely telling yourself how unfair things are and how deprived you feel. So there's really been no permanent change if that thought's going through your head. We got to come up with habits that we can sustain. Here's another one. Excuse me. Food is my friend. Nope. Food and especially problem trigger foods are not friends. Treats, rewards, nor comfort. What have these foods really done for you? In fact, they have cost you happiness, quality of life, and self-esteem by creating a never-ending struggle with your weight. You're not in your heads. If you're honest, I know you are. Because that's what our comfort foods do to us. Food is not our friends. In the right quantity, the right amount, and the right choices, the right environments, it can be. But you know, people that have that mindset of, oh, I got this little thing that I just do that I like, most of the time it's costing them dearly. Trigger foods, the things that really set us off, the things that we probably should never bring home. For me, it's Oreos. There's none in my house for a reason. Trigger foods are actually your enemies. Any food that you can't control is controlling you and needs to be dealt with accordingly. If I just don't bring that kind of stuff home, I hardly ever eat it. If it's around, then I eat it more. It truly is my enemy. And often it doesn't stop with just eating that. You know, I'll have a few, and then I'll have a few more. And then suddenly it's like, who cares? You've been there. You've done it. It's better to just not bring those things home. Doesn't mean you can't have a dessert. I went to Olive Garden on Saturday night. We ordered the dessert, tiramisu, Came in a small cup. I was actually surprised. Usually desserts are like over the top, huge. It was, you know, a couple hundred calories, just right. Curbed the sweet tooth, didn't need anything else. Didn't even think about it after that. If that was at my house, I'd have some for breakfast, I'd have some for lunch, and I'd have some for dinner. It's just how it is. I know thyself. Maybe you have a little more self-control than that. I don't know. But if you're significantly overweight, I doubt it. So remember, food's not your friend. And that's what we're trying to teach you here today. It's in your head. And let's come up with a healthy relationship with food. That's the amazing thing about food. If you were a smoker or you're an alcoholic, we know typically what works the best. Cold turkey. Just stop. You just quit doing it. That's what most of the data says. People that just stop have the highest chance of staying quit. I'm not against the other interventions that wean you off it slowly, whatever it takes. But I'm just saying that cold turkey seems to work the best. You can't do that with food. You have to continue to have a relationship with food the rest of your life. You have to be able to walk by that fridge dozens of times a day and make that decision that, no, I'm not hungry. It's not time to eat. If I was an alcoholic and I just removed all the alcohol from my home, I didn't go to the bar anymore, I didn't hang out with the people that do, it'd be really pretty easy to quit drinking because the stimulus is not there. Not so with food. That's why you've got to get this stuff straight in your head. Here's some other false beliefs and unrealistic expectations I find. I want to lose 40 pounds for my fill-in-the-blank, class reunion, wedding, anniversary, before summer, whatever. Well, this is what we would tell them. You didn't put that weight on overnight, and it comes off even slower than you put it on. Isn't that sad? It comes off even slower than you put it on. People, that's the truth. Some people can lose it pretty fast, but do they keep it off? And if you average it out over 6 months and you take into account what they gained back versus what they lost, it's coming off pretty slow. Yeah, I get people all the time, hey, I lost 50 pounds. Well, did you keep it off? No. Gained back 51. So we don't even count that. That's not success. Expecting otherwise is unrealistic and is a setup for disappointment and failure. Your smartest approach is small and therefore achievable goals. That way you have more frequent celebrations of success and you know you can lose the next 5 pounds. This stuff applies to life. If any of you, I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. If you follow Dave Ramsey and his financial plans, remember what he says? Pay off the smallest bills first. And then you move to the larger bills, which is completely counterintuitive. People look at their interest rates on their credit cards like, man, I got to pay off this big one first. But they never get any traction. It's like trying to eat an elephant in one bite. You got to take small bites, pay off that small one first, lose that first 2 or 3 pounds, get some success under your belt, and then move on to the next more manageable change. You'll be more motivated to do it. This stuff is in your head, I promise you. Let's look at some self-critical and defeatist thinking that are born out of these false beliefs. It's too hard. I have no self-control. I do that all the time. Okay? But this is what the research says. You are outright programming yourself for failure with your thinking. Your mind will dutifully find all kinds of evidence to support what you tell it. So if you keep saying, I have no self-control, you'll never have any self-control. Oh boy, is that true. I witnessed it in many areas of my life. When I tell myself that, I'm destined to fail. However, if I can look back and say, hey, you know what? That's not true. I've had self-control in this area. I got self-control over this. I have self-control over this. Oh, I can just feel the positive energy going through me, the endorphins, all the good things, because that's really the truth. I don't have great self-control, but I have had success at it, and self-control is like a muscle. You build it. So if that's going through your head, I don't have any self-control, just start with changing the thinking. I do have self-control. At least start with this. I can have self-control. It's possible remotely in this universe for 1 second for me to have self-control. At least start with that. And then apply that self-control. See how it makes you feel. It'll make you feel good, I promise. It's the drug of choice. And then you can build on that because you'll be building on a foundation of success. Here's another one. Poor me. I'm deprived. It's not fair. Oh, I hear that one so much. Outside, you know, in the club, I hear it a lot. But I hear it in my head all the time when I don't get the huge asphalt pie. I'm so deprived. No, I'm not. The truth is that you can pretty much eat whatever you want and whenever you want. You can't, however, do that and be healthy and trim. And that truth applies to everybody. This kind of self-pitying, self-indulgent, self-talk keeps you stuck in the mud. Worse, the end point of this type of thinking can be highly destructive, leading to a binge cycle that spirals you out of control. Some of you out there that have lost weight before and gained it back, you know what I'm talking about. You're having some success. You start to feel deprived. So you indulge, and then you start beating yourself up. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I let myself eat X or the amount that I ate. And you just start beating yourself up. And then you just let it go. It's like all restraint is gone. And you start back into the cycle. And that is exactly how you gain weight when you're trying to lose weight. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You actually set out to lose weight and you gained weight. That's usually right there. Poor me, I'm deprived. It's not fair. You're giving yourself a license to binge, and then you just can't stop it. What you need to do is turn deprivation thinking on its head. The reality is that overindulging in certain foods has deprived you of a healthy weight and appearance, self-regard, peace of mind, and ultimately left you feeling unhappy and out of control. How many years has your handful of trigger foods tricked you into perpetually feeling frustrated and miserable? And if you really think you're deprived, let's just add in some perspective here. Real deprivation is a child going to bed hungry because he or she literally doesn't have enough food to eat. Billions of people have starved to death on this planet in modern times. We know nothing about deprivation here in America, the land of milk and honey. We do not, all right? Very, very few people do not have enough to eat in America. Basically, any change efforts are bound to fail if you don't change the internal conversation that you sabotage yourself with. You can continue with negative, pessimistic, defeative, and often self-demeaning internal dialogue that ensures you will eventually throw in the towel and put the weight back on one more time, or you can take control with the kind of upbeat, winning attitude that's necessary for lasting success. Now, I'm not just talking about a pep talk here, rah, 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 you can do better. I'm going to give you some examples of supportive and constructive self-talk. These are the stream of chatter that Dr. Guyu was talking about going through your head. You want to change it from the negative to the positive. And let grab a pen. Write some of these down. There's a bunch of them. I'm going to go through them. And not every one will apply to you, but I think if you'll listen to me, you'll find there's something in there that speaks to you. Write it down and think about it. Replace the negative with the positive. It works. Here's one. Losing and maintaining weight or gaining weight is under my control. Is under my control. It's not a treat if it keeps me fat. Avoiding trigger foods is not deprivation, it's liberation. Oh boy, is it, man, when you don't overeat on that stuff because it's not around, you are free. Managing my home environment makes a winning day easy. Don't think you can come home, load up all the cupboards with all the temptation foods and just close the cupboards and never eat them. Won't work. For 95% of people, it won't work. You'll be constantly inundated with the decision to eat. And what's the resolution in that conflict? Just eat it. Start over tomorrow. That's how most people think. So manage your home environment makes a winning day easy. Planning trumps willpower. Willpower will fail you. If you plan, you'll do better. I can have everything I need, and what I don't need, I don't want. Here's another one. I'm mastering the skills necessary for success. You can start today and gain one skill and start working on it and pat yourself on the back. All right? Let's talk about this. It's a snowball. It's a slow building effect. So remember, you're starting to master some of these skills just by thinking these thoughts. I'm in charge now. Food no longer controls me. How about this one? A craving is just a feeling that passes quickly when I ignore it. And I will add to this, if you're in a clean environment, it will just pass. If it's the Oreos in the cupboard, that never seems to pass until I go have some. We'll pick up after the break. This is Robbie from the Apple Athletic Club.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of Curamin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking Curamin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curamin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM95 Curamin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
There's no place like home. I'm Scott Seidenberg.
105-92 will be the final as Barry Jones dribbles it out. A 9-point victory in Game 3 on Sunday. They rout the Spurs tonight to deadlock this thing at 2-apiece. So now it becomes a best of 3 between the number 1 seed Spurs and the number 2 seed Thunder for a trip to the NBA Finals and the Western Conference Championship.
Matt Pinto on the Thunder Radio Network. Russell Wilson, a game-high 40 points, also dishing out 10 assists as the Thunder claimed Game 4 over the Spurs, 105-92. The Western Conference Finals all knotted up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 will be in San Antonio. The home team has won all first 4 games. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat will try to close out the Indiana Pacers. Miami leads 3-1. Game 5 Wednesday night in Indiana. A wild game in the NHL playoffs. The Rangers looking to close out the Canadiens in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Montreal had other plans, though. Canadiens win 7-4 in a game featuring 6 second period goals. The Rangers pulling goaltender Henrik Lundqvist. After the game, Rangers forward Rick Nash trying to move on quickly.
Worry about the next game. We're in a good opportunity. We got to stay positive. Learn from our mistakes tonight. We're going home with a 3-2 lead.
Game 6 back in New York on Thursday. NFL news, the Cowboys with a bad break as linebacker Sean Lee will miss the entire season with a torn ACL. Meanwhile, Andre Johnson, he was a no-show at Texans OTAs. Major League Baseball, Mark Burley, the first pitcher to 9 wins as the Blue Jays continue their winning ways 9-6 over the Rays. It was the Red Sox 6-3 over the Braves. That's a winning streak for Boston, 2 in a row after losing 10 in a row. Other finals from earlier was the Rockies 6-2 over the Phillies, the Mets 4-2 over the Pirates. The complete scores, head to NBCSportsRadio.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back, East Idaho. I'm Robbie Denning, Director of Personal Training and Stop Pilates at the Apple Athletic Club. We are getting into your head today about weight loss. We are talking about the things that keep you from being successful at weight loss that you're practicing every day without even realizing it. Your stream of consciousness, how you think about yourself. It's been less than a week since I talked to one of our ultimate losers. That's a good thing. That's somebody that's in our ultimate loser weight loss competition. It was a lady, typical lady, struggling with her weight. And in 2 or 3 minutes of talking to her, I could tell, boy, it was just negative, negative, negative coming out of there. Out of the abundance of the heart, so the mouth speaks. And she just didn't have a very good viewpoint of her success, or of herself and her abilities to succeed. Nah, I think it's been a couple of weeks because I've talked to her twice since then. And so we talked about some of these things I'm sharing with you today about, you know, accepting the reality of weight loss. It is a challenge, replacing the negative with the positive. I think she told me she's down about 8 pounds in 2 weeks. Just that one little talk we had. And it was getting the negative out of there and getting in the I can instead of the I can't. So right now we're talking about examples of supportive and constructive self-talk. Grab a pen if you're just tuning in. Write some of these things down. Replace the I can'ts, or I will never succeed, or I'm destined to be overweight. Replace them with these thoughts. A craving is just a feeling that passes quickly when I ignore it. If we talked about that before the break, if you live in a clean environment, you're not a lot of bad food choices around, cravings pass pretty quickly. If you have the food around, it's easily available, it'll haunt you till you eat it. Here's another one. Every time I say no thank you, I say yes to my health and happiness. That's a powerful one. You can practice that one today. Just say no to something that usually sets you off on a spiral to eat terrible the rest of the day. You'll feel a little bit of reward in your own soul. You'll feel a little bit of freedom there. And you can build on that by continuing to make those choices. I love dessert, but if I don't need it and I actually practice the self-control to say, no, not tonight. Oh, it's freedom. But if I just say, who cares, and I eat it, it never feels good. It never feels anything like it tastes. Here's another one. I can have that, but I choose not to. This is all about your choices, people. Good food is body fuel and nourishment. A real treat is buying smaller clothes. Oh, yes. And if you've been lucky to lose weight the right way and you get to give away that box of XL clothes, what a feeling that is. There's a saying I've heard in the weight management industry, usually from the members, and it's so true. Nothing tastes as good as loose pants feel, I think is how it goes, something like that. Oh boy, and they're so right. You put on a pair of pants that used to be tight, and you've been making good choices. That is the ultimate reward. Listen to this one. Eating doesn't solve my problems. It adds to them. Oh yes, it does for so many people. Okay, with each no thank you, I gain more self-control, self-reliance, and self-esteem. I mentioned that before. Just start by making some better choices. You'll feel better. Here's some strategy on replacing sabotaging self-talk with constructive self-talk. Start by tuning in and listening to your internal dialogue so that you can begin to identify your flawed thinking. It's so natural that you don't even pay attention to it. You don't realize it's there. Tune in and listen to it. You'd be surprised how many times a day you tell yourself what a failure you are, especially in this area. And in each case, write a constructive, supportive statement or belief that counters it. Some of those ones I just gave you. Don't worry if this seems difficult or awkward at first. After all, you're in the habit of not fully tuning into yourself consciously. Like most new habits, it'll take a little practice. You can create a personal set of 3x5 cards with your constructive statements and read them a couple times a day. The more often, the better. I have some of our clients that will paste them all over the house, little sticky notes. You know, I can do this, or I did really well last week because I did X, Y, and Z. Just keep feeding yourself the positive. This is about getting rid of the negative and putting in the positive. It's also helpful to listen to yourself speak each of your new constructive statements and beliefs. I know people that will record it on their cell phone, call themselves, leave a voice message, and play it back when they're feeling weak. It's really up to you, and this all depends on you really wanting to change. If deep down you're not actually ready to give up being pessimistic, defeatist, and self-critical, you'll make excuses for not identifying and fixing your sabotaging self-talk. I could go and go and go on about this. This is what we teach at Apple in our Beyond Diets program. This is one segment of the program we're teaching right now. We also teach the other 10 steps to losing weight and keeping it off. That's really what it's about, is if you lose weight and you can keep it off, then you can claim success. Just to lose weight and only gain it back, that's madness. And in fact, for some people, it makes them fail even more, because it increases this negative self-talk. Like, oh, I did so well, and now I'm doing so awful. I did it again. I am such a terrible person, or whatever they think. But if you can start to change this stuff and get it into an environment like we do in our Beyond Diets program, we can get you pointed in the right direction. Our Beyond Diets program is taught in several different formats. We've got our Ultimate Loser format. Our next one starts July 7th. If you're a competitive person and you want to be on a team led by a professional personal trainer with seven other highly motivated individuals, give me a call today, 529-8600, or email me, Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, at appleathleticclub.com. I'll get you an application. It's open to members and non-members. We have our women's only weight loss classes based on our Beyond Diets program, what I'm teaching you here today. The 10 steps to weight loss, lady-friendly exercises, working with a female trainer, semi-private environment. You'll love it. Have two of them that start June 9th, a 9 a.m. and a 5:30 p.m. They're open to members and non-members. Give Lisa Morton a call at 529-8600. She's the director of that program. She practices what she preaches. She has two little kids, and I think she told me she's at a lower weight than she was before she had her first child. By practicing these things, she practices what she preaches, and she can help you with that. Give her a call, Lisa, 529-8600. Tell her you heard about it on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, and Robbie said you get a 10% discount. Call Lisa, 529-8600. Thanks for tuning in today. Always a pleasure to sit in for Bill. God bless Idaho Falls.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of angelica herb called Sagapro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, Sagapro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. Sagapro was effective, safe, and well tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions